2025 Liberty Eagle football. Big thank you to Taylor Grewball Chevrolet, Buick GMC, also the Anchor 24-Hour Convenience, Simmons Bank in Mountain View, Curt Incorporated, SBU in Mountain View, Mountain View Lumber, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance, see Andrea McNew, Mountain View Auto Parts, Roughwood Market, and Liberty Bank, a branch of West Plains Bank and Trust. We're opening the season on the road at Stratford. Liberty starters will see Kyle Roberts, a senior, Parker Toon, a senior, Eddie Rodriguez, a senior, Reed Toon, a junior. We'll see some Jasper Melby, a junior, Jaron Rutledge, a senior, also Roger Hafner, a sophomore. Hayden Oziah will be on the line, a senior. Tucker Thomas, also on the line, a senior. Deep on the D-line, we'll see Matthew Brooks. He'll kind of be all over the place as well. Matt Bouchon will be on the O and D-line, a senior. Preston Smothers, a junior, on the offensive and defensive line. We'll see some Caden Day Gardner. He is a junior. And also some Lucas Carl. And there'll be a few more sprinkled in there. Brian Thompson as well will be starting for the Liberty Eagles on the offensive line. So, Tyler, it's football season.
It's football Friday. For the next 10 weeks, Gary, everything's right in the world again.
Well, hopefully.
I'm saying for this 10 weeks. look at them Liberty Eagles.
There, here they come.
Yes.
Liberty, last year, you know, they lost some seniors. It was a small senior class. Chris Shar, Gavin Reese, Kenyon Walls, Robert Thal, Parker Foster, you know, were key contributors that we lost to graduation, but still a lot of experience is coming back out on the field.
And the experience is in the places that experience really shines.
Yeah.
You got your guys up front in the trenches. I mean, we are so deep right now on the offensive, defensive line as far as just guys with real-time game experience.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've got some young kids there that are chomping at the bit to get in there, but, you know, what Liberty's got up front right now, you know, they've been there some of these kids, three years.
Yeah, 3 years.
This is year number four.
Well, and, you know, Liberty has got some depth. And as the season goes on, and this is provided, you know, that the plan that's put in place works and is, you know, you create depth. You know, week one here, we'll see. I'm curious, 15, 16?
Yeah.
And then week two, maybe you'll see 17, 18, you know, week three. And that number just keeps growing because, you know, Liberty's got some new players out here that we'll be talking about that is pretty exciting, too. I mean, they look great in a uniform.
Absolutely. And Liberty size.
Yeah.
I mean, boys, I mean, I had alluded to it, you know, when we started here, our boys up front, and we're not just boys. We're full-grown men.
Yeah.
That's in the trenches with us here.
They eat lots of deer meat and turkey and hog suckers and fried taters. And that's where the carbs come from the Liberty Eagle football team. Hey, we got some Stratford Indians to talk about. Parker Ross will get the start. He's a sophomore wide receiver. Jake Berg, he'll play tight end, also linebacker. Landon Rhodes will be the quarterback. He was the quarterback last year. We'll see at Levi Compton at wide receiver. And J.D. Adams will be playing in the backfield. And Tillman Hill will be at wide receiver. And Stratford, you'll see a double wing. You'll see a true wing T. You'll see a true spread, trips, empty. They do all kinds of stuff. A lot like Liberty, you know, really mix it up. Also, Jillian Thorndike will be in the backfield. And then James Monahan, Riley Storzazi, and Christian Mondragon, Caden Campbell, Cooper Matney, Jacob Lanois, Easton Willard, Zeb Bergman, and Garrett Rogers is who will be out on the field
I'm anxious. We've waited almost a calendar year to get back in these in this booth to do this thing. But I remember last year, the quarterback there, Stafford. He found a lot of his targets across the middle with us last year.
They graduated.
But, you know, Coach Ackland has that in his head. And this year, you know, we're deeper in that middle.
Yeah.
That middle linebacker position. You got the Reed Toons. You got the Jaron Rutledges there.
One player Liberty is going to be without. And he was going to play a huge role. And that's Braden Mays.
Yeah. And, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to Braden. The injury he suffered was catastrophic.
Yeah.
So,
he's here though, and he's right here in front of him.
Mom and Dad's in the bleachers. I went up and talked to his dad a while ago. So, yeah, all our thoughts and prayers go out to the Mays family as they heal up and try to recover here. So,
well, the coin toss and Kyle Roberts and Reed Toon, also Jasper Melby. And double nickels out there for Liberty. Matt Bouchon are the team captains. Stafford is coached by longtime head coach Tim Hester. And
that's the main. We were talking on the way up, and it's kind of started in the Jalen Ackland, James Denton era, the rivalry with, you know, we played them in the, you know, at the end of the season. And it was the rope key, Jacob Wade, Hester.
Yeah. Well, it went before that. It was because they were always class two. First time ever in the history of Stafford High School, last year they bumped up to class three. They're again a class three this year. But
from that, you know, it's kind of been a year-in, year-out rivalry with Liberty and Stafford.
I'm trying to think back when Ethan and Luke – Yarber and Paris and Gio and Eric Thompson, they played, you know, we played Stafford.
Yeah.
They were in our district. And Stafford had a kid that was a lineman that went to Oklahoma. And,
I remember Brian Porter running for a mile up here.
Yeah, right. So we've been playing, I think it was like about 2008 is when they ended up in our district. And we ended up beating them in the district championship at Liberty, and it was a big rivalry. You know, they had a great record, so did Liberty. But then in 2009, it was the same thing. District, you know, the district championship was Liberty and Stafford, and that's where it kind of all started. And then it's been rolling ever since. We kind of took a year or so off from playing Stafford. But
I'm glad we're back.
It's a great drive. It's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. And year in, year out, it's a great football game.
Yeah.
I mean, we're always competitive. And
it's a good setup. Now, this is the last year that we're in the brick oven because they're getting an all-new press box, all-new bleachers. It's going to go. Yep.
They're bring on 2027.
Yep. They'll go 20 to 20. And they're really going to pour a bunch of money into the facilities here at Stafford. Well, Stafford, Liberty won the coin toss, and they have deferred, so they will be kicking to the Stafford Indians. And, you know, last year, Tyler, Liberty they had a bunch of kickers. We've seen Roberts with kickoff. We've seen Jaron Rutledge kick off. Jaron's going to be kicking right now this time, but they'll really mix it up special teams-wise with the kicker. And the 2025 season is off, and it's going to be returned just inside the 20. And
big stick.
Yeah, that was... Well, that's
Jaron Rutledge kicks it off and then cleans it up.
Yeah, Paxton Hunter came through and got a big hit, kind of opened the lane, took out that lead blocker, and I wonder what he thought when he sees Jaron.
That's a kicker.
I got a blocker. I got a blocker's gone. And, oh, no. All right, first and 10 for the Indians. Rhodes, he's going to work out of the shotgun. Looks, it's going to be, well, they're going to run single wing. Official blows his whistle, and we are going to see our first offensive play of 2025. Rhodes with the long count, now motion from the far side. They're going to run the jet sweep, looking to get outside. Liberty doing a great job stringing it out.
Jasper Melby.
Melby.
Excellent, excellent. Strings it out, goes for about a yard loss.
Yes. Melby did such a good job keeping his hips, you know. I mean, he was parallel with the line of scrimmage. And
he's
was able
quick.
To plant.
He's fast.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
man.
So fast.
So, loss of two, they say. It's going to be second and 12. Ball is spotted just behind the 35-yard line at the 34. Rhodes, again, out of the shotgun. Hands it off to the tailback, and he has nowhere to go. That was Monahan. James Monum is the pronunciation.
And that's Preston Smothers coming in there to clean that one up.
You know, Ricky went to the Jamboree, and he said that Liberty, you know, we were in on that message board, and he was saying that Liberty just looked dominant at Sarcoxie. Brings up third and 11. Gain of a yard on that play. Monahan. Landon Rhodes out of the shotgun. Liberty showing blitz. Rhodes rolls out. He's going to be hit. No, he gets loose. And now he's going to be chased by Rutledge. And Jared Rutledge brings him down from behind. He's short of the stick to gain.
He's going to bring up about a fourth and six. Fourth and five.
Fourth and five, yeah.
Yeah, Jaron did a great job closing because he had a lot of open field there in front of him.
So punt formation for Stratford. Back deep to return for Liberty is Parker Toon. Good snap. Good protection. Nice high spiral punt. And it's going to be down by Stratford at the 22-yard line. So Liberty Eagles will take over at their own 22. And again for Liberty, we'll see Kyle Roberts at wide receiver, Parker Toon, quarterback, Eddie Rodriguez, wide receiver, running back, slot back, Reed Toon, power back, fullback, Jaron Rutledge, running back. On the line, Oziah, Thomas, Bouchon, Thompson, and Smothers. Parker Toon, southpaw, out of the shotgun. Spotted up to the left of him, Jaron Rutledge. Trips to the near side. Motion. Melby. Rolling out. He's got blockers is Parker Toon. Now he cuts it back the other direction.
Uh-oh.
He's got blockers.
Uh-oh.
And he's got running room. Gets to the sideline. Blows past one Indian. Blows
he's
past
going.
The second.
Going.
Touchdown! Liberty! Touchdown! Parker Toon takes it.
78 yards.
One play, one touchdown, but a flag
is thrown,
and it's against Liberty back at the Liberty 49. Had to have been a little. I didn't see it.
I didn't
because
see
that's
it.
Where the ball was.
Yeah, it was plumb out here after it was like into the second and third levels.
So they'll mark it off, but it'll still be enough for a first down, I believe. Yeah,
yeah.
That'll still be enough for a first down.
He's good.
So, yep, it's a new set of downs. So instead of a 78-yard touchdown, it's a 17-yard rush for Parker Toon. Ball is spotted at the Liberty 39 on the far hash. Same formation. It's a bunch trip formation to the left. Motion. Melby. And this time they'll stick it into the belly of Rutledge. And Jaron has nowhere to go. He's gobbled up for a loss on the play. It'll bring up second down.
Yeah, Rutledge just kind of the hole collapsed on him as soon as he took the handoff there. Looks like he lost about three on that.
Okay. So second and 13. Ball is spotted now at the 36 of Liberty. Looking at your radio dial left to right, Liberty working to the left. Rutledge stays in at tailback. Rodriguez out wide to the near side. Trips off to the right. Toon takes the snap. Now he's going to roll. Going to run the option. Nope, going to cut it up the middle. And he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. It brings up third and
10. Yeah, yeah. You're right. It's stick.
Rodriguez stays out wide to the near side. Coming over to join him, Kyle Roberts. Eagles are going to kind of go with a bunch formation here. See what they do. Stratford sneaking up to the line of scrimmage, rolling out his tune. He's got time. Looks, sidearms it. It's intercepted, picked off by the Stratford Indians, Levi Compton. Parker tried a little sidearm. I think it was intended for Kyle Roberts, who kind of broke the route. And jumping that route was the Stratford Indians. Turnover number one, first and 10 for Stratford at midfield. .739 to go here in the first. No score. Each team has had an offensive possession. Stratford with their second. Rhodes will work out of the pistol. Has motion. Puts it into the belly of the fullback and stood up at the line of scrimmage. Yeah, it was Bouchong in on that.
Smothers
in on it. And also coming up off the pile is Jaron Rutledge. No gain on the play, second and 10. That yellow piece of laundry just...
Oh, it killed us. Just killed that drive.
Pistol formation, Rhodes. Liberty going with four down linemen.
Oh!
Going to be... offside by the Eagles. That was a heads-up move by Caden Campbell, that offensive tackle.
Yes.
Because when he seen that Liberty was in the neutral zone, and he just moved. Got 5 free yards. Second and 5 for the Indians at the Liberty 45. Rhodes rolls to the far side, being chased. Throws the screen, and it's there, and they're going to pick up the first down. Loose football, and Liberty was on it, but did they blow him dead? See, they're going to say he was down by contact, but the ball did come loose. So Adams with the carry there on that little screen, and that will pick up a first down for the Stratford Indians. And it's going to be a gain of 5, 10, about 15-yard gain. 6:37 on the clock. First and 10 for the Indians. Rhodes out of the shotgun. Has motion from the far side, coming all the way across. Rhodes rolls to the near side. Again, going to throw the screen, and it's there. Positive yardage. Going to pick up 5, maybe 6.
Liberty's defense on that
over-pursuing.
A little over-pursuing, but you could see it. Once they recognized it, they all stopped, but it was already behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
It needs to be about 2 steps quicker.
Second and 4 for the Indians at the Liberty 26-yard line. Hit the backfield. Loss on the play.
Wyatt Cox coming in there.
Yeah, 25. Wyatt shot through like a cannon. Sophomore linebacker, running back. 5:25 to go in the first, no score. Third and 7, but Stafford's in four down territory, and they're going to go an empty backfield. Rolling out is Rhodes, looking downfield, finds his receiver, shoved out of bounds, but a first down for Tillman Hale, and the drive stays alive. No score, 5:13 to go. Stratford with a new set of downs. The ball is, they spotted it at the 19-yard line of the Liberty Eagles.
Yeah, Stratford's finding some success through the air just on these short little routes, you know, through the screens and these quick outs.
Yeah, the run game
right now has been shut down by the Liberty front, but
flag thrown back in the end zone. Delay a game. Yep, delay a game against Stratford, 5-yard penalty. It'll back them up 5 yards to the 26. Or 24. Rhodes has one tailback, two receivers to the right, one to the left, motion. And they're going to try the fake the jet sweep. Rhodes looks to tuck it up, but Liberty does not give in there at the line of scrimmage. Coming up was number 5 for Liberty, Reed Toon. Second and 15, no gain on the play. 4:49 and counting on the clock here in the first, no score. Rhodes sports the number 15 out of the shotgun for Stratford. Drops straight back. Here's the pressure. Gets by it. Looks downfield. Finds a receiver. Number 4 catches it. Takes it to the right side. And is brought down shy of the goal line. Another screen by the Stratford Indians. Jake Berg with the catch. That screen took a little longer to develop. Berg come from this near side, came across. So first and goal for Stratford, and the ball is spotted at the Liberty 4-yard line. 4:29 on the clock in the first. Rhodes takes the handoff. And to the dive back, punches it in for 6. Stratford scores first. Levi Compton punches it in. 6-0 with 4:23 to go in the first. Stratford really using the series there, a lot of screens.
Yeah, I mean, right now, Stratford is 2 yards positive on the ground.
Yeah.
46 through the air.
Yeah.
That drive right there.
Oh, flag on the play. Ball start, so that is not a touchdown.
Or, yeah, conversion. So it's still 6, though. Touchdown was good. It was a 2-point conversion.
They were going for 2. Looks like they're going to try 2-point conversion from the 9-yard line. Rhodes,
big
quarterback,
stop.
Boom.
Good.
That Reed Toon coming through. Jaron Rutledge got him wrapped up, and Reed finished him off.
Number 10 on the tackle.
So, yeah, that was no touchdown.
Yep, 6-0.
No.
Oh.
0-0.
Oh, so they called that on the touchdown.
On the touch, that's right, yeah.
Because they...
No, they...
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No
My
score.
Bad.
No score.
My bad. I like that even better.
I was like, I missed a two-point conversion that quick. But, yeah, so the touchdown does not count. So it's 0-0, 3:48 to go. Ball is at the 9-yard line of Liberty. Second and goal. Rhodes back to pass. Looks to the corner.
Yes!
It's picked off! Melvin with the pick.
At the one. He was in the end zone. And when he was coming down, he rolls and he gets him out of the end zone. So it's Liberty ball at the one.
So both teams have turned it over now. First and 10, Liberty at their own one. So, so Jaron Rutledge will come to the sideline, and Reed Toon will go into the backfield along with, looks like, Eddie Rodriguez. Or, no, Eddie's going to come out wide.
We need some beef. We got to get up, get some breathing room here.
Yeah. Now checking in for Liberty, number 8, Titus Jester. He'll line up wide to the far side. So Parker and Reed Toon in the backfield. And Parker's going to take the quarterback draw, and he'll get it out near the 5. So a little bit of breathing room right there.
Yeah, I think he got to the 4.
Following little big brother, Reed Toon. 3:14 and counting, no score. Liberty's second offensive possession. Liberty had a touchdown called back by a penalty. Stratford had a touchdown called back by a penalty. Second and 8. Reed and Parker Toon in the backfield. Parker takes the snap. Now he's looking for some running room, and he's going to be wrapped up, but he dives forward. He gets across the 5. A short gain. It'll bring up third down. Bondergon with the tackle for Stratford.
You got 3rd and 5?
Third and six.
3rd and 6 coming out?
From the five. So Liberty's mustered up 4 yards.
I'd like to see him get some speed on the outside.
Well, they're going to go. Liberty's going to go split backfield with Reed Toon and Parker Toon, and
got Deuce's
Jared
near side.
Yeah, Parker Toon looks for a hole, bounces, spins, goes forward, and he'll have enough for a first down. So the drive stays alive. Parker fighting for extra yards. So now Liberty can kind of get more into their offensive game plan.
We can get going here now.
Parker picks up 8 on the first down carry. That looks like Jaron Rutledge is going to line up as a wide receiver. Reed Toon will stay in the backfield. Trips over there with Jaron Rutledge.
Got Rodriguez isolated down here to the near side.
And they're going to throw a little bubble screen. Caught.
Go.
He's gone. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Jasper Melby. Takes it to the house from the 14-yard line. Get that man a drink of water.
86-yarder.
2. Big play. Well, let's look. I don't see any
flags. I don't see no flags, so...
So Liberty puts 6 on the board, and that drive started at the 1-yard line, and the man that scored the touchdown got the interception.
Absolutely. Reward that man.
Yeah. So now Liberty, will they go, they're going to kick, or are they going to go for 2?
We're going 2.
I think so. You know, last year early, 2-point conversion, but then later on in the year, we started seeing some field goal attempts, or extra point attempts, I should say. And a whistle, and we had Reed Toon
taking the snap, direct snap.
Yeah.
legal substitution on Strafford.
Well, that'll move it half the distance. Reed's like, that was the same thing.
Too many men on field for the Indians.
Oh, too many men on field.
Mm.
So we'll try the two-point conversion again. Liberty scores here in the first. There's 1:23 to go in the first. Score is 6-0. Liberty now for the two-point conversion. And Reed Toon takes it in for two. 8-0 Liberty with 1:23 to go. We're going to take our first break of 2025 in Liberty High School football. You're listening to it and watching it on the Fox 96.9.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
And welcome back. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Channing. And again, upstairs running the camera is Ricky Smith. And you guys are better at this, Tyler. They can watch this on Ozark Marketing's YouTube channel, right?
Correct. That is correct. Or they can go to the website and click on it on the live stream, and it'll take you right to the YouTube broadcast.
So we appreciate you all tuned in. Liberty travels well.
Yeah.
Good crowd. So Liberty set to kick, and again, I believe it's Jaron. Yep, Jaron Rutledge will boot it. It's going to be an angling kick. Just misses.
It's going to come out to the 35?
Yeah. Or
in that 35 or 40?
I think it'll be the 40. I think.
Because it went out like at the 33.
Yeah, it didn't hit inbounds. It went out of bounds. So the Eagles are on the board first, 8-0 here on the road at Strafford. Had both teams, again, have had touchdowns called back. Strafford will get the football at their own 37-yard line, 38-yard line. 1:22 to go in the first, 8-0 Liberty. Rhodes working under center and going to hand it off to the dive back and nowhere to go, Bouchon and Reed Toon in on that tackle.
Liberty's defensive front's making it rough on these backs from Strafford right now.
Yeah, there's not been much running room at all. They've kind of gotten through the air. Those screen plays and Liberty, you know, once you get burned by those two, you know, you kind of, it's like, okay, I got you, coach. I got you. Second and 9. Rhodes this time out of the shotgun. Again, it's a handoff up the middle. That's probably the best gain we've seen on the ground for Strafford.
4 yards.
And that was
about 4 yards.
James Mahan, yep, with the carry. Brings up 3rd and 6. A short 6, long 5. Strafford's going to have deuces here.
Can try to get one more snap here for the quarter.
Down to 4 seconds.
Nope. So, let it run out.
Yeah, they were going to look for an easy 5, and Liberty didn't bite. So after one quarter of play, Liberty 8, Strafford 0. When we come back, it'll be Strafford 3rd and 6. From their own 42, you're listening to Liberty Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
The Bank of Birchtree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
And welcome back. Strafford, third and six. And they're going to hand off to the dive back, and he's going to be brought down. Not much there at all. That's a good start when you can stop those dives.
Yeah.
When that's a really good start.
Yeah, Liberty front, defensive front right now has been stout. I mean, it's held the Strafford offense to seven yards on the ground.
Punting situation for the Indians. And it's off. Parker Toon calls for the fair catch. And he's run into. He called for fair catch. And, yeah, there's the flag. Yeah.
Flag around the 30-yard line.
So, incidental contact, but still, you can't, when he calls
he's giving himself up.
Yeah. You cannot touch him, so that'll help. Liberty will have a little better field position. Should put him out around the 40. Eagles lead 8-0. We're just underway here in the second quarter. And Roger Hafner has checked into the ballgame. Sports the number 19. He'll come in as a wide receiver. He'll be all alone to the near side. I think that's a 10-yard penalty.
I think it is too.
Yeah, I think it's a 10. It was incidental and
yeah,
it wasn't a personal foul.
Some scores. We've got Fairgrove over Mountain Grove, 14-0. Mountain View, Arkansas is up 13-8 over Willow Springs. And last I heard, Mountain Home was up 14-7 over West Plains.
Willow Springs was trailing Mountain View, Arkansas.
Yes, right? Yes, 13-8.
Curious, Dylan, if you're listening, you can look for this. The Salem-St. James score, because next week Liberty plays St. James. Yep. That would be kind of interesting to see how that game's going. Liberty football, first and 10. The ball is out to the 36-yard line, so it was a 5-yard penalty. Parker Toon, now the shotgun. Oh, there's a false start. Hafner took off a little bit early.
A little. First half.
That means
first half jitters.
That means it was probably going to
yeah.
Go to him. I'm just, you know.
He's like, I got to get out of here. I got to go.
He's being picked up defensively. Strafford has Parker Ross on him. Parker's a sophomore defensive back. Hafner stays on the field. It's first and 15. Liberty with the football. Out of the shotgun, Jaron Rutledge in a tailback. Out wide to the far side, Eddie Rodriguez. Kyle Roberts, the inside receiver. Melby comes in motion. And they fake the handoff, and Parker Toon's going to keep it. Spins and is brought down at the 45-yard line. That's right near the first. He may be just a bit short, but it's going to be close. Well, they're going to spot him at the 44. So he'll bring up second and about a yard and a half.
13-yard gain.
But that's a, you know, now your playbook is really open, second
yes,
and short.
Absolutely.
Toon and Rutledge in the backfield. Toon takes the snap. Now he's sprinting out to the left side, looks to cut it up, finds the seam, and gets it to midfield. That will be a first down. Now, see, here's the problem that Liberty's going to pose. We're seeing a lot of Parker.
Yeah.
A lot of Parker. Well, if you key on him, then Parker just starts dishing it to Jaron.
Yeah. And we know, I mean, Jaron.
Oh, he's fast.
Yeah, he's fast
big.
And he's big.
First and 10 for Liberty.
Guys,
at
I have
midfield.
St. James leading.
Parker takes the snap. He tosses it out wide to Kyle Roberts. Roberts with blockers gets to the sideline, forced out of bounds, and that's going to be enough for another first down. Looks like, yeah, he's going to pick up 12. So the drive stays alive. Now Liberty has entered Stratford territory. Clock down to 9:44. 8-0, Liberty with the lead.
Guys, that score, St. James leads Salem 12-0.
12-0, okay. Parker Toon out of the shotgun. Melby in motion. Toon rolls to the right side, pressure from the backside, spins out of it. Now he's got blockers. He says, go, go. And he's going to do what he does, and that is use his athleticism, and he brings it out for a positive gain, gets it across the Stratford 30 to about the 29. Now, on a busted play, that's just raw athleticism.
Yeah. That's where he shines.
Yeah. Reed Toon here on the sideline. Maybe cramp it up or something.
Yep.
Second and short, and they'll hand it to Rutledge. Rutledge right up the middle. Picks up a couple of tough yards.
Should be enough for the first.
Yeah, they're going to. Should be. They're going to. They get a free measurement.
And there it is.
First down. Yeah, first down. So Reed is again on the bench with the. They're looking at his left calf muscle.
And these first games, man, I mean, coming through the heat that we've came through, granted it's been nice this week, but the heat that we've had the last 3 weeks, it zaps your body.
8:30 to go in the half, 8-0 here in the second quarter, first and 10. For Liberty at the Stratford 27. Out of the pistol. Parker Toon has Rutledge right behind him. And he's going to fake the handoff. Parker's going to keep it.
The flag
is thrown. That's probably going to be against Liberty holding, yes. So they'll mark off 10 yards for Liberty against Liberty. Last Friday in August, three-day weekend coming up. So what volleyball report do we got? When's your first volleyball game? September 2nd. Tuesday. At home against Licking.
At home against Licking.
Tuesday. JV will start probably 6. Varsity.
Varsity will follow.
So now we're looking at 1st and 19 for the Liberty Eagles. Ball is back at the Stratford 36. Parker Toon rolls to the right, looks downfield, throws it across his body. He's got a wide open receiver. It's tipped. And that time it was intended for Kyle Roberts. Kyle was on the, I guess, the flat.
Yeah.
On the left side.
He's kind of running a post coming across there. And that's kind of a dangerous throw. Plum
across. Yeah.
That plum across scary. The field there, hash to hash.
So incomplete, and that will bring up 2nd and 19 for Liberty. Liberty's in 4-down territory. They lead 8-0 with 8 minutes to go in the half. Trips to the left. Back to pass. Is it a screen? Oh, they tried the screen to Rodriguez. Midline screen.
Yep.
Incomplete.
And, I mean, it's the first game, and you can see Parker's rushing. He's rushing himself just a little.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him just to kind of compose back there, kind of get his feet. You know, he's just trying to make things happen really quick.
He's having fun.
He's having a good time. He just kind of just needs to let the game develop in front of him and then just take his shots.
Yeah.
And he's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Balls look good.
3rd and 19. Parker with the draw. He gets wrapped up, spins out of one, but he does get it inside the 30. Liberty will go for it. I mean, I would assume. I mean, it's going to be 4th and long, but 4th and 11. Liberty has the ball at the Stratford 27-yard line. They need to get it to about the, what, 12?
Yeah, we're sticks about the 12 right now.
All right, Liberty's going to take a timeout, talk this 4th down play over. 8-0 here in the 2nd. Liberty with the lead, 7:18 to go when we come back. It's 4th and long for Liberty. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
And welcome back. Here we go. 4th and 11. And Liberty's going to try a little reverse. Got some blockers. Eddie Rodriguez.
A flag is thrown.
Rodriguez gets to the corner. And
Melby. That's Melby.
Oh, it was Melby, but a fumble in the end zone. But we do have a flag.
And they're calling a touchback because he fumbled in the end zone. Into the end zone. Where Stratford recovered.
I thought he was reaching out with the ball. But once the ball crosses the plane.
Yeah, once it breaks it, it's dead.
If it's in his hand and it crosses, it's dead. Yeah. Just the tip of it.
So they're going to decline it. So it's first and 10, so, to 20.
Fumble, that's the 2nd turnover for the Liberty Eagles. This one in the form of a fumble.
And both of them We've lost two scores in this first half.
It's week one.
It is.
Things like that will happen.
Just get them out now.
Yeah. So first and 10 for Stratford, and again, Reed Toon on the sideline, favoring a looks like his left calf. So who is coming out there in the middle? 25.
Who, that Cox?
Yeah, Cox. Stratford. Out of the shotgun. Quarterback keeper looking for some running. There he is.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's who came in for Reed.
Awesome, dude. Reed. Awesome. Set back, waited.
Let the D line
do what they're supposed to do. He reads the running back, cuts into the hole, boom, fills it.
And that
perfect.
Was a good stick. Loss. Of, I'd say a loss of two, but so second and 12. Stratford, Rhodes will work out of the shotgun. Now we got like a timeout by Stratford as they were about to get hit with another delay of game. So 8-0 again, your score, 6:17 to go in the first half. Liberty with the lead. We'll take a break. Come back in 30 seconds. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real bad service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
All right, welcome back. Second and 12 for Stratford. Sun is starting to set. Boy, that's something else, too. You know, this time of year, Friday nights, we get to see the best sunsets.
Oh, yes. And they're getting earlier and earlier and earlier.
Rhodes out of the shotgun. Rolls out wide.
Screen.
Screen. There it is again. And tripped up, brought down near the first down marker.
Going to be short.
That has been the best offense for Stratford so far, has been their screen game. Yep, Reed is taking his shoulder pads off, so he is done for the night. There's a handoff to the tailback, nothing there. Maybe it'll be just short of the first down. It'll bring up fourth and short. So fourth and a yard. Ball is at the Stratford 29. They need to get it to the 30. See what Stratford will do. Quarterback draw. Trying to get him off, jump off sides. Rhodes gets up under center now. And he picked up the first down. Good job by Rhodes, quarterback, but a flag is thrown.
I think we're going to be offsides. Offsides on Stratford's, what the indication looks like.
Yeah, off their left tackle. See what the head official.
Yep,
false start.
False start.
So that'll back them up 5 yards. Now they'll probably punt. So Liberty will get the football back with 4:53 to go here in the first half. They lead Stratford 8-0. Two touchdowns they've had called back.
Yes.
Stratford's had a touchdown called back. Punting situation, or they're showing they're in a punt formation. And it's going to be short. A short punt. It's going to go out of bounds. Liberty will have great field position. They'll start
the
this drive. Yeah, they'll start this drive in Stratford territory.
Great field position. I'd like to see a quick hitter here, you know, put some points on the board before half and kind of stretch this lead out a little.
I wonder how our favorite Hog fan's doing.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Last, you know.
I haven't seen him.
I know. He's like.
I saw he's retired now.
He's
living the retired life.
Doesn't
talk to his friends no more. So.
No. I bet he's at the cabin. He's in a nice, cozy chair. Got a big smile on his face. A cold beverage. Double nickels is probably not far from him. First and 10, Liberty. Trips, bunch formation here to the near side. And they're going to toss it to Roberts. Roberts with some blockers.
Gosh.
There's a penalty flag thrown. Roberts keeping the pile moving. Gets it out to the 30, to the 29.
They're going to get a hold here on Liberty.
Yeah, it was right in front of it.
Looked like one of the blockers that were out, that was out front. Yep.
Yeah. So that'll put Liberty back at the 45-yard line of Stratford.
So it's going to be about first and 16.
Yeah. .434 to go in the half. Liberty leads 8-0. Parker Toon. Now, looks like Eddie Rodriguez will be in the backfield. Eddie will spot up left to Parker Toon. Jaron Rutledge going to line up out wide. Parker back to pass. Oh, he's got a target. He's got a target. Caught. Touchdown, Liberty!
A 45-yard strike to Melby down the sideline.
His second score of the half. Eagles punch it in for six more. 14-0, Liberty. 4:22 to go in the first half. And now you don't have Reed, so what will the Eagles... They're going to try the two-point conversion again. So Parker Toon and Jaron Rutledge will be in the backfield. Eddie Rodriguez out wide by himself to the far side. Trips to the right. I bet they feed it to Jaron, you think?
Here they go.
They're going to run the option. Yep, they're going to run the option to Jaron, and boom! Two-point conversion is good, and the Eagles go up 16-0. 4:22 to go in the first. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Eagle kickoff. It's Liberty football on the Fox 96.9.
Save money on your next oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Part City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Visit your Part City Auto Parts store.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
Come on up. So it looks like.
Hi, welcome back. 4:22 to go. Eagles on top, 16-0, set to kick it off, and let there be light.
Mountain Home has scored again. It's 21-7 over West Plains.
Hey, Mountain Home is they're a real deal.
The Fairgrove's up 14-6 over Mountain Grove, and that's all the updates that I had here recently.
Jaron Rutledge again set to kick it for Liberty. Stratford backs up to their 20. See where Jaron angles it, and it's caught and then downed at the 39. So, first and 10 for Stratford.
Number 84, Derek Rogers.
Rogers with the catch. Yeah, there was no penalty. That was they were hit. Yeah.
Incidental.
Yeah. If you're pushed and into,
it's going to be first and 10 from the 40.
Yeah. 16-0 again, Liberty. We hope that Reed is okay. We'll try to see what we can find out. I mean, he's up. He's walking around. But I'm sure he's done for the night. His jersey and shoulder pads are off. First and 10 for Stratford. They fake the handoff. Quarterback's going to keep it. Now he makes the pitch.
Boom!
What a play. Boy.
Boy.
Guess who showed up, man?
Yes. Jasper Melby.
Scored two touchdowns, interception, and now a big tackle for a loss. So, loss of six
yards there.
Second and 16. Clock continues to tick. We're under 4 minutes here in the first half. Stratford in the maroon and gray. Liberty in the white, navy blue. Red helmets. Motion under center. Rolling out, looking for that screen again. Looking one down. Field is intercepted! Picked off! And, the far official saying it hit the ground. No.
No.
He caught it.
He caught it.
He caught it. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, they got a... Are you kidding me?
He was a runner, wasn't he? He was outside the tackle box, running?
Yes, but even...
Or was he hit after the pass?
It was hit, he was hit just as he released it.
I did not see that because I was watching the pass. So, yeah, they're going to call roughing the passer.
Goodness gracious.
I didn't see it. I was watching the
ball. I watched it. I mean, it was a clean hit.
You can't hit a player.
Well, he was releasing the ball as the hit was coming.
Yeah.
It was like, as soon as he released it,
we got it on video. We'll have to remember and watch that. So, automatic first down, and it's Stratford football at their own 49. Stratford will work under center. Rolling out the pass. Here comes pressure being chased. Gets by one runner or rusher. Looks to make a toss. Incomplete. And it'll bring up second and 10.
Good coverage in the secondary. Good pursuit.
Yeah, Bouchong, big Bouchong was giving chase. Also, was that
that was
Cox?
Caden
Oziah. Let me get my cheat sheet.
That was Caden Day Garner.
Oh, okay.
On the backside there.
So, 3:14 to go. It's a water break, I guess. Yeah. They're going to have a... Usually, when it's really, really hot, for the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks of the season, we have these stops for water breaks. Right now, with 3:14 to go, Liberty leads 16-0. Stratford has it, second and 10 at their own 49. The story of the couple of storylines here, again, Reed Toon, he's up, he's moving around and stuff, but how significant is that catch?
Yeah.
Is going to be, the question. And then, boy, what a first half by Jasper Melby.
Yeah. We've watched Jasper Oh yeah. Leading up to this year, and it's like he just needs that little bit of confidence or just a couple breaks.
Well,
he's going to be lights out.
Yeah.
And buddy, welcome to the show here.
Second and 10. For Stratford, empty backfield, four receivers to the right. Rhodes rolls out, looks downfield, it's picked off! Guess who? Guess who?
Is he going to the house of the house? A pick six to the resume for Jasper Melby.
And the penalty flag thrown. By the back judge.
Yeah.
Maybe on the celebration.
No, Stratford had I'm not sure if it was the quarterback or had a player that just kind of was watching, and he got lit up by one of the Liberty guys that had turned into a blocker.
Coach Ackland talking to Liberty player there. Might he be the guilty one?
Personal foul, blindside block on the Eagles.
Yeah, blindside block on the Eagles.
If the play is going and you're standing, you're a target.
Yeah. So it will not be a pick six.
So it's going to be first and 10 from the, 30 or 41?
41. First and 10 from the Stratford 41.
So that's the third touchdown
called back. But Liberty coaches aren't screaming and jumping up and down, so the officials made the right call. And, you know, as a player, you're like, you just kind of get caught up in it. And, there's a target. Boom.
I mean, this isn't flag football. We're not playing two-hand touch.
Yeah. First and 10, Liberty. Rutledge in the backfield with quarterback Parker Toon. Melby goes in motion. Toon rolls. They're going to pitch it to Melby. Melby looks for a seam, and he's going to be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Second and 10. 2:40 to go in the first half. 16-0 Liberty. Liberty's had three touchdowns called back in the first half, though.
1 yard gain on the play, second down at 9.
Second, and they're going to call it 9, so 1 yard gain for Melby. Trips to the left. Parker Toon takes it, rolls to the left, looking downfield. Floats one, and it's caught. And that's going to be that'll be enough for a Liberty first down. And that's Eddie Rodriguez. Needed 9. I think he got 10. Nope, they're going to spot him.
First down.
Yeah,
that's what he got.
All right. So it is. It looked like he had plenty, but I'm kind of following the chain gang, and they're getting off kilter a little bit. 2:06 to go in the first half. 16-0 Liberty, first and 10. Liberty has it at the Stratford 31-yard line. Rutledge in the backfield. Toon takes the snap. He's just going to run it right behind Rutledge. And Toon breaks one tackle.
No way.
And here Toon stays on his feet, breaks one tackle, and he's inside the 5.
This is
that you can't call personal foul on that. He was turning he was going towards the quarterback.
My goodness, what a block.
That was a great block. That was fantastic.
Justin Smothers, hats off to you, young man.
That was a good block.
That was textbook. Quarterback reverses field, comes back, defensive player turns around, boom.
Yeah, the defender spun, turned,
yeah,
and was coming to the quarter.
Hit him right in the numbers.
Yeah.
Right in the numbers.
Oh, boy. That'll be another one to rewind and watch. It looked like a great block.
Oh, there was. I'm watching it. I'm dead.
Yeah,
I'm dead.
It's right in front of us.
Yes. I'm like, oh, yes, it's coming. It's coming. Kaboom.
Yeah. So it'll stay. It'll be first down, but now Liberty has it at midfield. Wow. 1:46 to go. 16-0 Liberty. Parker takes the snap, spins it over to Roberts. Roberts, he's got some blockers, gets to the sideline and stays inbounds, gets it across the 40 to the 36. So a nice first down play for Liberty and Kyle Roberts.
Well, we're short of the first.
We were backed
up. It was first and 29.
Yeah. So it brings up second and 5. And this time they'll hand it off to Rutledge. Rutledge lowers his shoulder, spins. He'll get the first down, takes it inside the 30 to the 22. So, Jaron Rutledge. They're calling him Jalen. Parker Toon back to back all kinds of time. Now he's looking deep into the end zone. Contact. No flag. Pass incomplete was intended for Kyle Roberts. Or is that Eddie Rodriguez? I think it's Kyle. Yeah, Kyle Roberts was the intended receiver. Clock stops with 44 seconds to go in the first half. And Liberty's looking now at 4th and 6. Well, Liberty's got a timeout or two in their pocket if need be, but they need a first down. They need 7 yards, 6.5 yards. Three down lineman for Stratford. Parker rolls to the right side. Looks, zips it, finds his receiver, and it's Kyle Roberts. He's brought down, but right at the 10, 11-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Liberty. 35 seconds to go. Yeah, they got it at the 11. Rutledge stays in. Snap. They hand it to Rutledge. Rutledge right up the gut. He's brought down at near the 5, down to 24 seconds. You got a timeout. Well, this would be a good place to 17, 16, 15. Parker Toon takes the snap. It goes in, leans forward. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Parker Toon, with 8 seconds to go in the first half, and Liberty goes up 22-0 here in the first half. And 3 touchdowns have been called back, and then 1 play where it would have been inside
the 5.
So offensively, Liberty is not... They've been able to move the football. 2-point conversion attempt for Liberty now. And they toss it. Melby with the 2-point conversion. 24-0 Liberty. 8 seconds to go in the first half. We'll keep it here. And we'll get ready for the halftime show. And, again, we want a big thank you to Liberty Bank, a branch of West Plains Bank and Trust Company in Mountain View. Also, Rough Wood Markets, Mountain View Auto Parts, Shelter Insurance, see Andrea McNew, Greg's Body Shop, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, Mountain View Lumber, Southwest Baptist University, Current Incorporated, Simmons Bank, the Anchor 24-hour convenience. Well, they have really good breakfast, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff. And then Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. So the Eagles will kick it. There's 8 seconds to go in the first half. But 24 points have been put up on the board by Liberty. Stratford had a touchdown, but it was called back. So there's been a lot of penalties thrown. The only one I don't agree with is personal foul.
That yes, was, I mean, that was, and I will go, I will defend that. I will
block.
Defend that kid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's going to get my game ball. That right there is what you dream of as a lineman. It's when your quarterback reverses, any your ball carrier reverses field,
yeah.
And that defensive person turns around, and there you are.
Yeah, it's hard to say it's a blindside hit when you hit him in the chest.
Oh, right. I mean, the numbers.
I mean,
the numbers folded.
Yeah, it wasn't from the side.
No, no.
It was face mask to face mask, and
I mean, Preston Smothers, absolutely textbook.
Oh.
Hats off.
We got a new kicker, 25. Mr. Cox is going to give it a shot here. And he's got a pooch kick. It's going to hit, be dead, and down. Now it's a scrum. I think Stratford was able to come up with it. 5 seconds to go in the first half. And Stratford does come up with the football, first and 10. The ball will be spotted at the Stratford 41. Eagles will hopefully avoid giving up any points with 5 seconds and go to the locker room with a 24-point lead. There's been a little rust, but overall, Liberty's looked really good.
Yes, yes. And it's all mental, you know, just the little mental stuff.
Hand off, run up the middle, and that's going to be the end of the first half. Liberty with 24 and Stratford 0. That's your halftime score. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Tyler's got some stats he'll throw at you. We'll give our input, and then we'll go back to the studio and kind of take a look at some area scores. It's Liberty Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Mom always said, the best place to bring a baby into the world is close to home. At Texas County Memorial Hospital, we couldn't agree more. In addition to Dr. Benoist and Dr. Baldwin, we recently added Dr. Lampin Licking and Dr. Grant in Houston. Our OB team is growing, so your family can grow right here, too. Prenatal to delivery, we're with you every step of the way. Close to home, closer to you.
Texas County Memorial Hospital, quality care close to you.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Liberty leads Stratford 24-0 at the half. And, Tyler, we've got some other scores. West Plains Mountain Home. Hey, West Plains showing a little fight there, 21-10.
Yep, making a game.
Mountain Home with the lead. Fair Grove leads Mountain Grove 17-14. Thayer shutting out Highland 15-0. Willow Springs is up on Mountain View, Arkansas 18-13. Houston and Pierce City's in a barn burner with Houston leading 14-13. We don't have any scores. You know, anybody out there can pick up the Ava Buffalo score. That would be a good one to know. Kabul, El Dorado Springs, and then Salem St. James. It was St. James leading that earlier, but that's kind of some area football that's going on right in the immediate area. Here at Stratford, Liberty 24-0, and, well, Liberty's had three touchdowns called back and another play called back that was inside the five. So Liberty's moved the football well.
Yeah, the first half of this ball game has been all Liberty and Liberty defense. For the stat totals, the Liberty offense right now, 86 yards on the ground, 183 through the air, 269 yards total offense. But on the flip side of that, Stratford's got three positive yards on the ground. Liberty, the defensive front right now is just lights out.
Yeah.
They're 55 yards through the air, 58 yards total in the first half. Liberty scores two times through the air, 86-yard pass to Melby, and then a 45-yard pass to Melby. He's got two catches for 131 and two touchdowns.
And an interception.
And an interception that was called back.
He's got two interceptions.
He got two interceptions. He had a pick six that was called back. Kyle Roberts, four catches for 52 yards. On the ground, Parker Toon has run the ball 11 times for 75 yards, six-yard touchdown. Rutledge, four rushes for 10 yards. So, I mean, it's balanced.
Yeah.
I mean, the big plays to Melby, big chunks of yards. I mean, that's 131 of your 269. So, the passing attack is there. Parker settled down in that second quarter.
Yeah.
He's finding check, you know, he's throwing his check downs. The deep ball's not there. He's checking down.
Yeah.
He's got Kyle Roberts coming across the middle. Great. I mean, he's catching 10-yarders, 14-yarders, 16-yards. Just that mid-level pass that we lacked last year.
Right.
You know,
the
intermediate stuff. You know, when you can check down and you've got the crossing route or the backside
drag,
post and drags that's coming across the middle, those are there.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the perfect check down. And when you got somebody like Kyle Roberts, he's a big, strong kid that, I mean, he can take that punishment.
Yeah.
And he's making a meal of it right now.
Well, you know, the biggest thing that I'm seeing here tonight from previous week ones is Liberty's been winning that line of scrimmage. You know, I mean, they've been able to get the get it done. Look at here.
And Liberty's just been so physical. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying that the penalties that were called were justified. I mean, the rules are what the rules are.
Yeah,
and, I mean, it's kind of...
We'll be wearing bathing suits next week.
But, I mean, Liberty's physicality up front has been...
Well, and
it's been the difference in the ballgame.
Well, I mean, I'm taking it a step further. The linebacker play has been really good, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean... It's been good. It's all been good. So, and when it's all good, you look at the scoreboard and you go,
it is all good.
It is all good.
And, you know, it's 24-0. And like you said, we've had three touchdowns called back, but we're not going to talk about that.
Rapping Rodney McCann is in the house.
How you doing?
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. So, we got halftime coming. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the second half. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hey, high school students. Did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Welcome back. Liberty Eagles football here on today's Hit Music. 96.9 The Fox. We're at halftime as the Eagles lead the Stratford Indians 24-0. We'll go ahead and recap some area score updates right now. And currently, one of the more interesting ones, currently Pierce City leads the Houston Tigers 14-the Houston Tigers lead the Pierce City Eagles 14-13, and if you want to catch that game, you can tune in to 93.9 Q94, the Mountain of Rock. The latest update we have heard on Willow Springs in Mountain View, Arkansas, that last we heard was 13-8. Willow Springs with the lead. They're having a pretty good night. As we look at Ozark Sports Zone here, let's see. Nixa leads 21-6 against Republic. Web City 7, Lebanon nothing at the half. Ozark 17, Willard 6. Carthage versus Waynesville. Carthage has the lead 43-0 at the half. There's no... Actually, I will check here. I am getting some text here on some of our closer teams. 24-6 at the half. Ava over Buffalo. So, Gary and Tyler, if you're listening, Ava leads Buffalo 24-6. Thayer leads Highland, Arkansas 21-6 at the half. And that was, Thayer has pretty much had the lead in that game most of the game. At the end, it was 15-0. Fairgrove at Mountain Grove. That last we saw was 17-14 Fairgrove. So we go down the list here. Nevada at Monette. Nevada 43, Monette 6. And we already got the Liberty Stratford score updated in Sports Zone. Mountain Home currently leads the West Plains Zizzers 21-10 at the half. And that game, if you want to catch that, is over on 102.5 Hot Country KDY. And as far as the Willow Springs game, as I was saying a minute ago, if you want to catch that game, you can tune in to KUKU 100.3 Classic Country. Don't forget, coming up later, I will have your locker room show that is brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew in Mountain View. And she can help you with any of your insurance needs, located at 409 North Elm Street in Mountain View. Call 417-934-2060. She sponsors your locker room show. And at the end of the night, there's going to be a lot of people I know who are going to want to talk about the exciting activities in week one. And you can share those by calling me here at 417-257-0369. That is after the game. Not right now, but after the game, you can call that number. And somebody just texted me about the Salem game. Last I heard, hold on here. I actually have that game live streaming. And what do we got here? We got currently, and this will help us for next week because we're going to be taking on St. James. St. James currently leads the Salem Tigers 12-0. St. James 12, Salem 0. The red and blue Tigers currently. And it looks like this is at the half. I'm seeing some replays now on their live stream, but no, we got a replay now. 15 nuts. Well, this looks like it looks like we're seeing replays right now, but so far, the numbers I am seeing on the screen is 12-0. All right, we'll go ahead and take another break, and Gary and Tyler will be back in just a few minutes. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
We need to know weather now on today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox.
Let's go ahead and take a check of the weather while we're waiting. It's currently 69 degrees. Looks like tonight partly cloudy with a low around 57, a light and variable wind. For today, tomorrow, sunny with a high near 85. Yeah, I know, the heat comes back. 59 Saturday night, partly cloudy skies. Sunday, 84, mostly sunny skies. 57 Sunday night with a low of 50 with partly cloudy skies. And 83 for your Labor Day, mostly sunny. Kind of going to stay in that range of 80s to 50s as we go through the evening and daytime hours through the next several days. And Gary and Tyler should be back here in just a few minutes. While we're waiting, there's going to be a few halftime events coming up in the next few weeks. Spring football camp will go on next week during some drills during the football game next week as we take on St. James at home. The next home game after that, the cheerleader camp performance in Mighty Might 7-on-7s. The week of the 26th, military and law enforcement, health professionals, and teacher appreciation night. Of course, homecoming is October 17th and senior night, recognizing the 1993 district champions. That's October the 24th. We'll take another break. You're listening to Eagle Football here on the Fox.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. It's still halftime. We got just a little over 3 minutes to go. Liberty leads at the break, 24-0. Looking good. Big first half for junior wide receiver and defensive back Jasper Melby. Two picks, had a pick six, called back, two touchdowns receiving. Tackle for loss, and also had two-point conversion. So, I mean, just a huge first half for Jasper Melby, and Jasper's doing it on both sides of the ball. You know, just being a little ball hawk, literally a ball hawk is what he's been.
Yes, he has been. I mean, he's had a career night. I mean,
oh.
It's everything that you want as a football player. I mean, you can catch touchdowns. You get interceptions that you're running back for touchdowns. You're making tackles for loss.
Yeah. It's just, he was just a block
yep.
away from the play, away from a pick six, three touchdown first half.
He's
got two touchdowns in the first half, and so – That's pretty cool. So a really nice first half, but some other players out there that had a nice first half. The linebackers for Liberty, Jaron and also Reed both, and then coming in was Wyatt Cox. So the linebacking core has really been solid tonight.
Yeah. I mean, of course, Reed Toon goes down. And, I think it's more precautionary stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
You throw Cox in there, first play that he's in there, tackle for a loss.
Yeah. Six-yard loss.
So, I mean, it's like, good for that kid.
Oh, yeah.
He's played awesome.
But, the one thing, our safety has not made a tackle.
Nope.
Tonight.
Nope.
Now, that's a great thing.
Absolutely.
when your D-line and linebackers are pretty much, making the stop, and your cornerback's on the edge making the stop. So,
any kind of run play that they try to bounce outside the tackles, you just see the speed, even the speed of the defensive line, because you've got a defensive tackle, a defensive end, and a linebacker that strung your three players deep with the backside collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
The Liberty's defense looks lights out right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we are about to finish up halftime, and a big thank you again to Ricky up there running the camera. for the live video stream. The districts have come out. Liberty, again, is a Class 2 team. They'll be in District 4 with Ava, Fairgrove, Forsyth, Houston Catholic, and Willow Springs. So that'll be some, you know, as the season goes on, we'll kind of be following those teams as well. Your Class 1, District 3, has two SCA schools in it, Kabul and Thayer. They're joined by Ash Grove, Marionville, Miller, and Pierce City. Pierce City is playing Houston, I believe, and that's coming down to a barn burner right there. Class 3, District 5, has SCA schools Mountain Grove and Salem in it. Also, Buffalo, Clever, Pleasant Hope, St. James, and Stratford. Class 4, District 6, that's West Plains, and they're joined by Bolivar, Carl Junction, Logan Rogersville, Marshfield, McDonald County, and Monette. So all but two of those teams are in the Ozark Mountain Conference.
Yeah.
So West Plains, you know, whole new complete overhaul in the coaching staff, and they had a big graduating class, senior class last year, so a lot of new players. Jalen Acklin is calling the offense. Brock Kanegi's the head coach, and also Adam Niehaus is over there.
Brenton Bush.
And we've got one that from your era, line working with the linemen.
Oh, Jared Davis.
Jared Davis.
Liberty South, man.
It is. West Plains, Zizzer, Liberty South. So we're getting closer, minute away from the second half. And next week, we will be at home. We'll be at the Nest, and Liberty will host St. James. And St. James and Salem playing, have we heard any score on that at all?
Last I heard was 12-0 St. James, but that was early in the first half, so I haven't heard or seen anything.
That's what I've heard.
And, you know, the one SCA school that we really never, ever, and this goes all the way back into the 80s, you just never hear a whole lot about is Salem. You know, they're just kind of off in their own world over there in Dent County, but they are hosting St. James, and again, that's Liberty's opponent, next Friday night at the Nest. So Liberty gets the kickoff 21-10, Mountain Home. 21-10.
Yeah.
So Liberty will get the ball to start the second half. Melby and Kyle Roberts back to return. Now, here's the, you know, onside kick. If I strap, what do you got to lose? You're down 24 points.
Other than they're not been able to move the ball much. So,
well, that's why I think if he's going to gamble, here's where a good gamble.
And yeah, I mean, you're gonna find a spark somewhere.
Yeah. Stratford ready to kick, spots it up in the middle of the 40-yard line, and the second half is underway. This is going to be picked up. That's Rodriguez, I believe.
No, that's Roberts.
Breaks the tackle, and it's nice return. Kyle Roberts. Kyle's having a really good game. He brings it out across the 45 near midfield, so Liberty will have good field position to start their first drive here in the second half.
Senior leadership right there.
Yeah. Wait your turn.
Yep.
I mean, Kyle played a lot last year, but...
Yeah. But, you know...
Now it's his team.
Yes.
Or it's the seniors' team. First and 10 for Liberty. The ball is at their own 47-yard line. Jaron Rutledge stays in at tailback. Liberty's going to be in the pistol formation with Parker Toon awaiting the snap. Melby in motion. They fake the handoff. Going to run the option, maybe. There's a flag. Toss, catch made, and Liberty gets it across the
hold.
Stratford, yep, 45, but looks like holding call. That was Eddie Rodriguez with the catch. And they are going to mark it off against Liberty, 10 yards. You know, I mean, I guess the one boogaboo that we've seen so far in tonight is penalty.
It is. And a lot of it has...
It's week one.
It's week one, but these rule changes that I was reading during halftime,
yeah,
these players are having a hard time adjusting. You know, like the block that Smothers had, they call it because he doesn't lead with his hand.
Mm.
So,
first and 20, Parker Toon takes the snap, puts it into the belly of Rutledge. Rutledge breaks a couple tackles. He gets it across midfield. Great first down run for Jaron Rutledge. I'd say Strapper's probably going to see a pretty heavy dose of Jaron here in the second half.
I would say so.
Second and 6 for Liberty. Pistol formation again. High snap. Fakes the handoff. Parker Toon's going to keep it. Gets to the edge. Gets outside. Throws a stiff arm. Throws another stiff arm.
He's gone.
In the open field. Touchdown! Liberty! Touchdown! Parker Toon takes it in.
48 yards.
48. Stomps to the end zone, and the Eagles go up 30-0 with 10:57 to go in the third, just underway. First possession in the second half. Liberty scores on the third play. Two-point conversion. Again, Liberty with the pistol. High snap, and they give it to Rutledge, and Brody goes in for two more. 32-0. Liberty, 10:57 to go. We'll take a break. Come right back. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
The Bank of Birchtree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
Welcome back. Liberty kicks it off. Paxton Hunter gets the stop, and boy, he is a good-looking athlete.
Yes, he is.
You know, and
very athletic.
A few more weeks of football. Look out.
Yep.
Big kid. Fast.
Looking forward to the basketball season with him.
Oh. Yes, indeed. First and 10, Strafford at their own 17, out of the shotgun, hands it off to the tailback, and there's just still nothing there. Nice play. There he is. You told us, Tyler,
yes,
about him. And he went in there with ill thoughts.
Caden DeGarner. Big stop.
No gain. Second and 10. For Strafford, 32-0 is your score. Out of the shotgun. Long snap count. And again, it's a handoff. Boom! Who was that? was that 55?
Bashaun.
Wow.
Little counter.
That was a
counter coming.
Hit.
Yes.
Well, when it happened, I was looking for a flag.
I know.
Because that is going to leave a mark. I mean, it's like, oh, there's a hole. Pow!
Yeah, there was a hole.
So, third and nine for Stafford. I thought we might see some more screens here early, because that...
Yeah, that was kind of the saving grace of the Stafford offense in that first half.
Here's where it might be. They got trips to the left. See if they do a little wide receiver screen. Rolling out. They're setting it up.
Nope. Backside.
Backside knocked down. Slapped down by Liberty, and it's going to bring up four.
And that was Hunter. That was Hunter getting that long body and them arms up.
Well, you got number 15 out there. We're seeing some cleaner jersey.
Yep. Yeah, Paxton Hunter coming off the backside, getting them big arms up, knocking that little screen down.
Well, right, this is where Coach Acklin, Coach Hall, this is where they create, this is where they get their depth.
Yeah.
Right here. You know, you can...
You put those kids in a position to succeed, and good things happen.
Funding situation for the Indians. 9:18 on the clock here in the third. Liberty scored on their first possession to start the third. Back to receive. Liberty waits.
Uh-oh,
it's over his head. Here comes Liberty, and it's a safety. Two more. 34-0. Who was at the jump?
That's what I'm trying to see.
The numbers are
53. Is that Matthew Brooks?
Matthew Brooks.
That's Matthew Brooks.
There you go.
That a boy.
It was a high snap, but Matthew shot through there like he'd come out of a cannon. And so now Stafford will drop kick it from their 20. No, was it 20 or 30?
I think it's from 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Liberty now has scored 10 points here in the third.
8-8-4-1-2-9.
One more point, and
it's turbo time.
Turbo City. And again, you see some fresh jerseys out there now. Stafford from the 20. Angle kick. And it's caught by Melby. Melby up the middle, breaks one tackle, spins out of another,
well,
and then brought down.
You can see it. He saw the seam, and he turned it on.
It's going to be first and 10 for Liberty at the Stafford 45-yard line.
Kind of got tripped up there. Maybe cramping a little, too.
So the Eagles... in Stafford territory, 9:06 to go, 34-0. Remember, after the football broadcast, the locker room, Rutledge stays in at running back, out of the shotgun, Parker too. Southall will look things over. He's got Roberts in motion. He gets the toss. Lead block is Rutledge, but there was not much there. Stafford read that.
Gets back to the line of scrimmage.
No gain. Second and 10. Again, you're seeing a lot of players come and go, coming in and out. Liberty getting the coaching staff getting a look at some of these number twos. And here's where you earn more playing time. Second and 10. Fakes the handoff. Now they give it. Nope. Parker Toon's going to keep it. And he gets it across the 40 to the 39. And it'll bring up
fourth down, but now we got a Stratford Indian cramping. No, third down.
Parker picks up about six there on that carry.
So official timeout on the field. And they're going to use it as a water break. 8:04 to go. We'll take a break. Come back in 60. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hey, high school students. Did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. Well, I think we got a new quarterback. No?
No.
Flag on the play right before the snap. False start, maybe. Nope.
Encroachment.
Ooh, that changes things.
That's a first down. Goes from third and four to
first and ten. First down. So definitely now Liberty's in four down territory. Liberty's kind of at the line of scrimmage, the point of attack. They've kind of, I think they're really wearing down Stratford up at the line of scrimmage. Pistol formation. Parker Toon, right behind him, Jaron Rutledge. And Jaron gets the handoff, dives forward. He's moving the pile, and he's going to get it just shy of the 25 to about the 27-yard line. So it'll bring up second and a long two. Clock continues to tick. That's Liberty's best friend right now. Parker Toon. Liberty will go shotgun. Deuces. Rolling out to the left, looking down. Oh, he's got a wide open receiver. Touchdown!
Oh, they got him stepped out.
Oh, got him out of the bounds.
They said he stepped out.
But it's first and goal.
From the, what, about the two or three?
Yeah.
A 25-yard pass down the sideline there to now, Roberts.
Yep. Kyle Roberts. First and goal.
His fifth catch of the night.
Yeah, Liberty, you know, Parker's done a good job spreading it around. First and goal for Liberty. Pistol. And Parker's going to keep it, trying to get outside. He gets to the corner. He's going to spin in. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Parker Toon. And Liberty goes up 40-0 with 6:59 to go in the third. And I think, or is it the fourth quarter? There's the second half.
I thought it was second half in football.
In high school football, I did too. Two-point conversion. Toon's going to keep it himself. Pushes the pile. And no sign yet. Still no sign. And two-point conversion, no good. So 40-0, Liberty, 6:59 to go in the third. We'll come back with the Liberty kickoff. It's Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper.
What you drive and where you live is different for everyone. So it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, welcome back. Eagles lead 40-0, and we'll start to see more and more substituting going on. I mean, Liberty's not going to, you know.
They're not going to mail it in.
But. No, but you'll start to see coaches look at different positions, and we'll get a report, you know, on Reed. I think it's just a precautionary.
Yeah, just kind of
bruise.
A bone bruise.
Yeah.
Inside of the knee there.
Squib kick picked up at the 45 and brought down at the 35 and returned to the 39. First and 10, Stratford. Stratford, Missouri. We're right off Interstate 44. Stratford looking for their first points of the 2025 season. Yeah, and the clock is running now. No receivers are going to run double tight. Playcock down to 10. Out of the pistol. Hands it off to the tailback, and there is just nothing.
Ball.
They're going to say down by contact.
Early whistles, man.
Yeah. So, loss of 3, second and 13. More substitution going on for Liberty. Pistol. No wide receivers, double tight ends for Stratford. Another handoff up the middle, and our safety made a tackle. Or was in on a tackle.
Yeah, he was in on a tackle. Cox stepped right in there, made the first initial contact.
Then Reed came up and finished it off. I thought Kyle Roberts was going to play safety.
Yeah.
That's.
But, you know, they got him at kind of like the outside linebacker. Or is he?
Gun.
Yeah.
Empty backfield. Four receivers all to the right side. New quarterback rolling out, looking downfield. Zips one. Almost picked off.
Quarterback's got a gun on him.
Yeah, he does. That's number 6, and number 6 is Gage Thompson. He's a junior.
That's a good-looking ball.
Fourth down, so fourth and 11. Clock continues to tick. We're in the third quarter, 40-0 Liberty. Number 6 in, playing that in position. Oh, good punt, high punt. Spins, and it'll be down inside the 25 to about the 24-yard line. It'll be Liberty football, first and 10. 3:45 to go in the third. It's been all Liberty early. Stratford in the first, you know, they got a little offense going with the screenplay, but some adjustments.
Yeah.
And that's cool to see your coaching staff make in-game adjustments and shut something down.
Yeah, because that has not hurt Liberty since.
No.
And they have thrown a couple screens since, but they've been well defended.
First and 10, Liberty. Parker Toon stays out there. Approaching 3 minutes to go in the third.
Jaron Rutledge spots up to the left. Melby with the jet sweep looks to get to the edge. He gets to the edge and is going to be forced out of bounds, but they'll pick up a nice chunk of yardage on first down. Jasper's having a whale of a game.
He is.
Ten yards on that carry there.
First and ten, Liberty. Trips now to the near side. Inside receiver will be Kyle Roberts. Melby is that middle receiver. Jester out wide outside. Low snap. It's picked up by Toon. Looks to pass, and he just throws it away. That'll bring up second and ten. Eagles will line back up. Clock continues to tick. It's under 2 minutes now. On a much cooler week one Friday night. Trips to the right. Toon takes it. Little bubble. It's caught by his knee. Did not touch the ground. I was looking at that because when he went down, I thought, but his knee did not touch the ground.
So loss of about four.
So third and really long. So a loss of three. Third and 13. Liberty kind of working on things here with their Parker rolls out. Now he's going to cut it up the middle, gets to the outside. Oh, what a move he makes. Looks for another lane, finds it. He's going to pick up the first down. And that will be enough to keep the drive alive.
About 14 yards.
Well, that will probably, I doubt Liberty takes another snap. They'll let this clock expire, and we'll head to the fourth. 40-0. It was 24-0 at the half. Back to pass now. Now Parker's flushed out. Looks, and he finds his target, Melby. Catches it right at the first down marker, and that'll be the end of the third. So Melby gets 10 more yards. Yeah. Needed 10, so just how many yards does Melby have now?
137 on four catches. Two touchdowns.
That's a pretty good night.
Not bad.
All right, 40-0. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the fourth. You're listening to Liberty Football on the Fox 96.9.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Eagles. Take the snap. Zips it
Off to the side to Rodriguez, makes a move, now lowers his shoulder, breaks the tackle, spins out of another, stays on his feet, and moves it near the 35 down at the 36-yard line. Yeah, chain gang was still going the other way. First and 10, Liberty. This is where you hate it for, like, you know, Braden Mays, senior. He knows his buddies are all out there having a blast.
Yeah.
First and 10. Play clock down to 4 seconds. Quick snaps taken. And they're going to hand it to Rutledge. And Jaron lowers his shoulder. He'll pick up positive yardage. Picks up 5. A lot of players, we're starting to see a lot of players starting to cramp up.
Yep, heat taking its toll.
Yeah.
Not the, you know, not from this week, but it's been for the last 3 weeks.
Parker, two, now the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Now looks, wide open. Oh, Hafner was the intended receiver. That's a good throw, good tight spiral.
He had him down the side, too.
Yes, he did.
Kind of floated on him, kind of got towards the sideline.
That 19? Yeah, it's 19. That's half. So we'll bring up 3rd and 7. Liberty's in 4-down territory. Down to 10 minutes to go here in the fourth. 40-0, Liberty. Again, Liberty's had 3 touchdowns called back.
Mm-hmm.
At 18 points, not, you know, no.
Yeah.
Parker Toon takes the snap, rolls to the right, loads up, tosses one, and it's caught! Melby!
Nice pattern. He ran a fantastic route right there.
From the 32, so see, where are they going to spot it? At the
9.
At the 9. Another big chunk of yardage for Melby. First and goal, Liberty. Toon's going to keep it himself right up the middle. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Parker Toon. 6 more on the board.
Nine-yard run up the middle for the touchdown.
And the Eagles continue to roll. The clock continues to tick. But I would say the starters, the varsity, after this 2-point conversion, their night's done. So the Eagles put up a lot of offense here tonight. 2-point conversion. Parker takes the snap. Now he's getting flushed out of the pocket. Oh, he's got to throw one up. And it's caught! It's caught. Guess who? Guess who?
Jasper Melby.
48-0 now, Liberty. And that was just unscripted.
Yeah, I mean, it's deflected by the defense, and it falls right into Melby's hands there.
Yep. So the Eagles get 8 more points. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Liberty Football on the Fox 96.9.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
Call 257-0504.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
All right, welcome back. 48-0 Liberty kickoff and short return for Stratford. They'll have it first and 10. Again, some cleaner jerseys are coming out on the field. So I got to get my program here so I can follow this. Coming in at free safety, number 7. Oh, yeah. Another tune.
Looks a whole lot like Big Bro out there, don't he?
Yeah.
Old Graham.
And it's going to be a quarterback keeper, and it's kind of went like it has all night. Trying to run the ball, Stratford's not had much luck. Got another Liberty Eagle starting to cramp up.
Easton Smotherman coming off the edge there, making that tackle.
.740 and clicking. Stratford loses a couple. It's going to be 2nd and 12. Not a whole lot of yardage overall for Stratford.
No, and it's
They're going the wrong way.
It's going the other way.
Back to pass. To the sideline. Oh,
uh-oh.
Receiver gets through. Now it's a foot race. Stutter step. Boom. From behind, big hit. But the biggest play of the half, right there, pass complete. Just a sideline pass, and it's into Liberty territory. 1st and 10, Stratford at the Liberty 42.
About a 30-yard gain there on that pass.
Yep. Well, you see clean jerseys out there now. They're really white. Back to pass. Uh-oh, here comes pressure. Is it a loose ball? Nope. And there's the newest addition to
yes.
Liberty football, number 6.
Paxton Hunter.
Number 6 on the rush. Paxton Hunter.
A junior.
Coming off the end.
Yeah.
Off the backside there.
What is he, 6'2", 6'3"?
Six, every bit of it.
220? 215?
And pretty darn quick.
Yeah. 2nd and 11. Just under 6 minutes to go. Motion. Stratford out of the shotgun, and they'll hand it off to the tailback. And positive yards. Gets it across the Liberty 40.
Caden DeGarner there.
Yeah, DeGarner with the stop.
Caden DeGarner.
Big man playing great up front tonight.
Yes, he did. He's cramping, though.
Yeah.
He's been fighting it the last probably 4 or 5 snaps. He's like, somebody move over. I need to sit down. 3rd and 6 for Stratford. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Jet sweep.
Ooh.
Trying to get to the outside. And there's a tackle. 17 makes the play for Liberty.
Easton Smotherman. Atta boy.
We'll be mentioning his name in basketball again. But I'd say this year, the varsity, Liberty's going to be deep.
Yeah.
I bet Coach Harrell's kind of licking his chops as well. 4th and 6. Back to pass, rolling out to the far side, looking down, finds his receiver. And he should have enough for a first down.
pick up about 7 there.
They're going to give him first down.
That's good for another short after an
Indian. How many first downs have they?
I kept track.
Half a dozen?
Yeah. Didn't want to rub salt in that over one,
yeah.
You know.
First and 10, Stratford flushed out of the pocket, looking downfield, finds his target. Well, these young Stratford Indians
kind of winging it around a little bit here.
Compton with that reception. 3.5 minutes to go. Stratford will have it first and 10 at the Liberty 19. Monday Nighters out on the field now. Pass incomplete. Clock will continue to tick. So week one. You know, I mean, this is the best week one we've had in a while.
It is. It absolutely is.
We've had some tough, you know, contests with Stratford. Last year was not really...
It was a ball game.
It was a ball game.
I mean, and it was the week one stuff. Lots of mental errors kind of cost us that ball game.
Yeah, but it was right there for the taking. The year before that, you know, another tight ball game. But Liberty was hit so hard 2 years ago when we were here with so many. We lost so many players.
The heat was just. I mean, we were dropping like flies that night.
2 minutes to go, boys and girls. The Eagles 48, Stratford 0. You know, even it's Monday Nighters, but they want to keep this shutout in place for Liberty. Stratford rolling out, looking downfield, floats one to the corner. Was he inbounds? Did he get a foot down? Incomplete. He was out of bounds. So 90 seconds to go.
Fourth and 9.
Yes, fourth and 9. See what Stratford. Yeah, they're kind of running players in and out. That's one thing you kind of run into when, you know, week one and number two, who's a number two, who's a number three, getting the right people out. Back to pass, looking down to the side, and knocked away, incomplete. Stratford will turn it over on down. But I don't think Liberty's even going to have to take a snap. 40 seconds, and play clock, they have not started yet. Liberty might take a snap and just take a knee and be done with it. So, no, Liberty will not have to take a snap. And that's how it's going to end. But right there, Liberty will be victorious on the road to open the 2025 season. They defeat Stratford 48-0. Big, big night for Liberty offensively. Melby had a big night. Parker Toon had a big night offensively. Defensively was rock solid as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 2 minutes, and we'll wrap things up from Stratford. Liberty gets the win, 48-0. You're listening. Eagle Football on the Fox.
Touchdown, Liberty!
Liberty Eagles football on 96.9 The Fox.
Mom always said, the best place to bring a baby into the world is close to home. At Texas County Memorial Hospital, we couldn't agree more. In addition to Dr. Benoist and Dr. Baldwin, we recently added Dr. Lampin Licking and Dr. Grant in Houston. Our OB team is growing, so your family can grow right here, too. Prenatal to delivery, we're with you every step of the way. Close to home, closer to you.
Texas County Memorial Hospital, quality care, close to you, closer to home.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll?